In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. In the Gospel reading today, we hear about our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. We have to remember what that word means, first of all. Gethsemane means an olive press. And so it's a garden in which there was a huge olive press. And that olive press, massive stone that they would hook up to either a donkey or an ox, and they would just go around and crush all of the olives that were there to be able to get the blood, the oil out of it, which they called the blood of the olive. Anyway, so this is the point of our Lord being in the garden of this olive press, and he's being crushed under the weight of our sins. And because of that, he prays that if it were possible that this cup would pass him by. And what is most important, however, is the latter point, not my will be done, but yours. And so we have to ask our own selves if that's our disposition. In the midst of the struggles and problems and difficulties of life, are we actually willing to say, not my will be done, but yours? Are we really trying to conform ourselves to the will of God, so that we can embrace that will, so that we can carry that out in our lives? That sounds like an easy thing to do, and it's real easy when God wants exactly the same thing that we do. The problem is that most of the time, a lot of the time, we want something different than what God might ask of us. And that's where the trouble comes. God isn't going to conform himself to our will, because God cannot and will not change. Therefore, if there is any conformity, it obviously has to be our will to his. His will is absolutely perfect. Ours clearly is not. And yet what happens is that when we look at things from our own perspective, we see them, and whatever it is that we want to do, we see it as a good. Whatever that good may be, the quote-unquote good, might be something very evil. If I steal these things, I'll be rich. Well, okay, I'm looking at the quote-unquote good as being rich, but stealing something in order to get there is something evil. But if I'm willing to do that, it's because of some perceived good that I'm going to get from all of this. And so because we see something as good, and there are things that we're looking at that obviously are very good, and yet it may not be God's will. Now we're looking at it saying, but if it's good, how could it not be God's will? There are lots of good things that we're faced with every day, and we're asked to choose the best. Not just what's good, but what's best. God only wants what's best. And sometimes, as we all know, what's best might not even look very good. Put yourself in our Lord's in his position and look at it from that perspective. You're now out in the Garden of Gethsemane. You're being crushed under the weight of our sins. And you're about to be crucified. Does that sound good? Does that look good? Well, by itself, no. But he understood why. And he understood that not only was this good, this truly was the best. So in his humanity, he feels the fear that we would feel. He feels the anguish that we would feel. And consequently, he will pray if it be possible, if there is another way. Now, obviously, in his divine mind, he knows that there is no other way. But in his human mind, he's looking at this saying, is there any other possible way to do this? The answer is no. The only way that humanity is going to be saved is through the passion, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord. And so he is able to say, not my will be done, but yours. He wanted only to do the will of God. And it is precisely in that who he was, who he is, came clearly to light. It is important when you read the Gospel of Mark to recognize that never once in the entire Gospel of Mark does a human person acknowledge the divinity of Jesus until the very end. It happens only once, and it is the pagan centurion. After our Lord died, when he saw all the things that happened, a pagan was able to say, truly, this man is the Son of God. There were some demons who acknowledged who Jesus was, but never a human person, except a pagan. How did a pagan recognize this? Because of the earthquake? Because of the extraordinary events? Because everything was darkened for 3 hours? No. Because Jesus did the will of his Heavenly Father. Because he watched what Jesus did. They offered him something that would cut down the pain. They offered him wine mixed with myrrh because that was a painkiller and he turned it down. They heard him, the people jeer at him and say, save yourself, come down from that cross and then we'll believe. And he refused. Because he was focused on doing the will of God, because that was what was best, because that's what would save our souls. So the centurion saw the actions of our Lord. Yes, those other things might add to it, but he saw the disposition of Jesus. He witnessed it firsthand, what our Lord was doing and how he was doing it. And it was that brought him to faith. So now, as members of Jesus Christ, it's our turn. Can we say, your will be done? Can we honestly say, not my will, but your will be done? Can we embrace the cross that God is putting on our shoulders, whatever that might be? Can we handle that and accept that with charity? Can we offer that to our Heavenly Father for the good of others? Can we unite ourselves with Jesus because he's the one who gives us the example and he's the one who calls us to take up our cross and follow him? So all of these things that we can look at in our Lord that brought about faith in a pagan, now we're asked to bring those same things into the world, to be able to bring the grace of God for the salvation of souls, for the conversion of sinners. That's what our Lord won for us on the cross. And if we can say, truly, this man is the Son of God, then we have to follow that up with saying, truly, then, his will is perfect. And if his will for me is this or that, whatever it is, then thy will be done, because I know that it's perfect. It's perfect somehow for me, maybe in a way that I don't right now understand. Somehow it is perfect. And it is perfect as the means of being able to bring about the continuation of the work of our Lord. And we have been given the privilege to participate in it. So, some great things to look at. Right at the beginning of the reading, not my will be done, but yours. And at the very end of the reading, to be able to look at this man, who we know is more than just a man, and to be able to say with the pagan centurion, truly, this man is the Son of God.